You're listening to SBS News.
As part of the New South Wales drought strategy, the state government has announced a new approach to kangaroo management for farmers. Farmers will now be able to apply for licences by phone or email to cull kangaroos. And more shooters will also be able to operate on a property under the same licences. University of Technology Sydney ecologist Ariane Wallach suggests the move is scapegoating.
It's not a surprising decision. I was sort of waiting to hear something like this. It's a common response in farming, and not only in farming, that when things are difficult, some of the frustration is then let out by scapegoating other species.
The State Department of Primary Industries says 61% of New South Wales is either in drought or intense drought, and the other 39% is drought affected. June and July have been much drier than expected, resulting in failing crops, water shortages, and a diminishing supply of fodder to sustain stock. Less than 10 millimetres of rain has been recorded over the past month in the western, northwest, and central areas of the state. Professor Michael Archer from the University of New South Wales' School of Biological, Earth and Environmental Sciences says cattle and sheep are not necessarily suited to Australian environments.
What concerns me is that it's a reminder that the animals that we're so dependent on for our rural regional communities, cattle, sheep, goats, are in fact the least suitable animals for Australia that you could imagine. I mean, Australia spent 30 million years evolving mammals that are highly adapted to the very things that cause cattle and sheep to go belly up.
Under the changes, kangaroo carcasses will also no longer need to be tagged and left in the paddock. Instead, landholders will be able to use the carcasses for non-commercial purposes, including as bait meat. And there will be looser limits on the number of kangaroos that can be culled, based on property size. Dr. Wallach spent 2 years with her partner on a cattle station in northern South Australia and says the common view that kangaroos are pests is incorrect. And she says Indigenous elders find the treatment of the kangaroos odd, considering they're on the country's coat of arms.
I actually spoke with an Aboriginal elder about this on a recent field trip, and he was pointing out the exact same thing, that the way kangaroos are treated in this country is terrible, and how could we possibly put them as a symbol of the country and treat them with such disdain?
But Professor Archer says the solution is, in fact, to use the kangaroo as a resource.
But I think we do have to say we're not looking to farm, we're looking to supplement the way we utilize Australia's resources by expecting a certain percentage of kangaroo population to be able to be harvested for human consumption. It's crazy that we don't do this automatically.
Professor Archer says he believes there is scope to widen the use of Australian animals as a resource, even as pets.
Why are these the only animals that we sort of entertain as pets, you know, rabbits, guinea pigs, when we have a whole raft of wonderful Australian animals that my experience and many others tell us are at least as successful as domestic companions as any of these introduced ones that cause so much environmental damage?
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.